The council is meeting at the Trollville Courthouse. Among the items, at about 3:30, they're being asked to amend the voluntary assessment area set up in Lower Silver Creek to run in sewer service. As County Manager Tom Fisher noted, this is good news since a new lot owner is joining to share the cost of the sewer assessment.
Absolutely. Always good news when we add property owners. I was actually discussing this on email last night to kind of figure out where we're at in the break-even process. My memory serves me that doesn't always serve me well, but my memory says that we are at break-even.
Fisher said lot owners there have made a good decision to join the assessment district.
We really worked hard to make a good business case around this for this business area to make it worthwhile to hook on to sewer, and we continue to see people wanting to join so that it makes it a better decision and better for our water quality.
Okay, is there ever a point where it becomes too late to join in?
I don't think so. I think that the problem, I think that the cost goes up over time because you have to participate at the same level that everybody else did. So maybe it's not overall cost, but it's the upfront hit that you have to take if you're not in early.
Right after that, the council will present proclamations to honor two retiring county employees. Susan Ovard, leaving community development after 18 years, and John Jensen, who's been 5 years with the road department. Fisher said they will find replacements for those positions, which are essential.
This is a key support position within the community development department. Susan Overd pretty much, of course, Pat's in charge, but Susan really runs the place. So she keeps keeps everything moving forward as a lot of our support personnel do. John is retiring out of our road crew, and he's been spending his time plowing roads, and we absolutely have to have those positions filled in order to service the community.
Meanwhile, as we've reported, they will not immediately replace retiring county historian Navi Vernon. Fisher said they will use the budget process to decide what they want their history division to do in the future.
Certainly, Navi had a focus on documenting our history through books. That was her specialty. Plus, she did a lot of work on monumenting some of our history throughout the county and leading tours and talking to people about that history. But, history has a whole gamut of other things when it comes to... She also built the museum that's in the basement of the courthouse, and we don't have right now a good archive of all of the materials that we have. So that could be a future or an early focus of that next person that would fill that position. So we're stepping back and taking a look at it first.
Okay, does that museum stay?
That museum's staying.
Okay, you don't need the room.
It's staying where it's at for right now.
Later at 4:30, the council will hear an appeal. Applicants for Skyway Cell Tower asked for a conditional use permit for a site in Woodland, but were turned down by the East County Planning Commission. Fisher said the issue focuses on the visibility of the tower.
Has to do with, whether it's stealthy enough. And I think the stealth was the word that they used in the staff report. I imagine there's some judgment with that. One of the comments that I saw in the staff report that there are no 140-foot trees in this area that this could blend in with. And using the kind of a treescape for this tower would be the treatment. So the council needs to look at that and the merits of the appellant to see whether they're going to go a different direction or not.
And at 6 p.m., the council will hold a hearing and consider a vote on an amendment to the East County Code allowing for historic structures to be saved through adaptive reuse. The Snyderville Code already has the same process, which recently led an old general store along Highway 224 being changed to a coffee shop and preserved. Fisher said the Eastern Planning Commissioners are excited about this change.
We have not had very strong code language that helps with the preservation of historic structures. This obviously provides a much better incentive to do that. So they forwarded this up, and the council and the Planning Commission talked about it last week, and the council is excited to see it.
Finally, the council will hold twin public hearings for proposed new lighting regulations for both the East County Code and Snyderville Code. For KBCW, I'm Rick Bruff.